Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America moving along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us on this weekend to start things out, the professor of politics himself from California, that would be none other than Kyle Warren.
Good morning, everybody.
They are all on the porch. And wait till you hear this. It's 56 degrees out down here. So they're going to... And they've all got hot toddies in their hands, it looks like. So they're done. They just stormed back inside. But it's 56 degrees down here, and we're supposed to have some wind tonight, which will make it a little bit more miserable. We'll wait and see. Okay, here we go. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big news tonight is the House passed the infrastructure bill, $1.2 trillion.
That's exactly right, Captain. It's going to President Biden's desk, and it's going to be signed into law, of course. Now, this came after just an amazing amount of fighting back and forth, hours and hours of negotiations. Biden actually had to call into a progressive caucus meeting to try to get them to go along with this. We understand, though, that one of the big reasons why the so-called progressives and the progressive caucus were willing to support this is because they are told that the House is going to take up the other social spending package no later than the week of November 15th. Now, mm-hmm. We do have some centrists that have said evidently that they would support the larger package, basically, only but essentially pending a CBO score that would help to allay their fears about some of the spending and so forth. So this still is ways to be seen.
And this actually, the infrastructure money that's in here, is actually $555 billion.
That's right. That's the money that's specifically going to be earmarked to going for infrastructure. And I do think, Captain, that a lot of Americans certainly want the infrastructure, the roads, the bridges, that sort of thing, fixed and repaired and upgraded, and they're willing to spend money on that. But where I think it starts to fall apart, no pun intended, is the idea that suddenly there are these other social programs or all this other stuff that doesn't seem to have anything to do with infrastructure.
That's very true. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. Hey, you know, ever since abandoning Americans in his haste to retreat from Afghanistan, Joe Biden's support has been in a free fall. Fair to assume?
Absolutely.
And at first, the media outlets treated this polling plunge as a momentary blip, remember?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But now, after 2 months on the eve of the crucial elections in New Jersey and Virginia, with ABC and NBC, they finally reached the obvious conclusion that the voters have lost confidence in Joe Biden.
Well, I think that much is really apparent. Because, again, it was the rejection of the Biden agenda as it is. I mean, and it's the agenda that they're seeing, Captain, is so much more akin to a far-left ideology than the so-called moderate campaign that Joe Biden ran. You remember back in the basement, don't worry, I'm not Trump, but I'm going to unite everybody, and so on and so forth. And I think a lot of voters, Democrats especially, rank and file, feel that there's been a bait and switch there because Biden has not governed at all as any kind of a moderate.
Well, what some American people voted for was stability and calm. Agreed?
Right. That's what they were thinking, exactly.
But instead, they've gotten instability and mass chaos.
Mass chaos, and they've actually watched on their television screens, their phone screens, their tablet screens, any screen they have, they've been watching literally the stoking of these fires for race hatred, for economic disparities and all these kinds of things, dividing the people of the United States so that for some reason in order to up their own political power, I have to say.
And a new Marist poll shows that more Democrats prefer a new nominee in 2024, and that only a third of the people polled want Biden back as president.
That's very interesting. Now, under normal circumstances at this stage of the game, I don't know how much we put into that poll, but because Biden's doing what he's doing, it means everything right now.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. And remember, Mike Lindell, what we do here is instead of telling you about something specific to go get, go look at what he's got on his website. That's where all his products are. Now, you start with a homepage, MyPillow.com, look at everything that's there, and it will say a price, and it'll say with promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. It's that simple, Captain. And if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, click on that logo link that's there with the little emblem, Radio Listener Specials, you'll come to a page with about 24 to 30 different items on it that'll be marked even insanely lower than the ones that are on the home page. And again, promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, you can give them a call if you don't want to use the internet. Their phone number is 800-641-5459. It's 800-641-5459. And again, the promo code will always be Captain. So that's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. And they got plenty of stuff there for Christmas time, plenty of stuff to give away for Christmas gifts, and you're going to find an ample, just an ample assortment of everything that your loved ones or friends will like. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. There, as you mentioned, there's so many different things on the website, but there are so many good Christmas present ideas. It's just really almost anything that you would pick, from the bathrobes to the MyPillow, the original MyPillow, also those Giza sheets, which I have. They're great, and you definitely want to check it out. And you're going to save a lot of money, too, just by using using the promo code CAPTAIN.
Absolutely. Now, we have 13 Republicans that voted for this infrastructure bill. Some people in the chat room have been referring to them as traitors. Well, when you find out who they are, you'll understand that some of them are not running for office again, so they don't give a damn. That's number one. So we had four congressional representatives from New York. Who were they, Kyle?
Looks like we've got Andrew Garbarino, Republican from New York. We've also got John Cato, or Catco, I should say, Republican from New York. Also, let's see here, Tom Reed, also from New York. And I think we've got one more. I think you said, yeah, there were four of them.
Yep.
And let's see here. We got, well, let's see. Here we are. Nicole Malliotakis, Republican of New York.
Easy for you to say.
That's right.
And then we had three congressmen from New Jersey.
That's right. We've got Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey. We've also got Chris Smith from New Jersey.
Okay. Now, we also had one from Alaska.
That's Don Young.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we had one from Ohio.
That's Anthony Gonzalez.
One from Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania, that is Brian Fitzpatrick.
One from Nebraska.
From Nebraska, let me see here on my list. Where is that on my
first
list?
One up front.
There you go. It's Don Bacon. Yes.
And one from West Virginia.
One from West Virginia is David McKinley.
And then from Illinois, you had the one and only
Adam Kinzinger.
And, of course, he's not running for re-election, so he doesn't give a rat's ass. He's an anti-Trumper, and obviously he's going to do that, and he probably brought some of those others along with him.
Well, right. Of course, his district is getting undistricted, basically, redistricting.
That's right.
And so, to some degree, Captain, you're right. I think you've got these people giving their so-called parting shot on this whole thing. But what it does, though, Captain, it actually does help throw more things into a tailspin. I mean, we can talk about, and we'll hear about as well, the political victory of just getting a win for legislation. But the impact of the legislation, people may not think it's too big a win once it all starts getting implemented.
Right. And here's the other thing. I understand we lost the battle. We didn't lose the war with this particular infrastructure bill. But what they did was, until 11:59 last night, they did not have the votes.
That's exactly right. In fact, earlier in the day, it looked like there was at least some 20, according to sources at that time, 20 Democrats who were going to vote no on that.
And they don't have the votes on this other thing, or they would have voted on it right away. You know, you said they put it off until November, the week of November the 15th. I get that, but that's because of the squad. Now, again, Kinzinger, who's not running for re-election, three of the other representatives in there are not running for re-election. That's four votes that we're going to go over for Nancy because she needed that buffer. By the way, they need 219 votes to pass anything in the House, and they had 228. So those 13 made sure that she had her 219 plus.
Exactly. Now, of course, since we have there's a period of time between now and between the 15th when they would take up the discussion of
it. Can all change again.
Exactly. It can all change. And because, Captain, initially, too, you had so many people calling up the switchboard and making their opinion known because they log all those calls. And it's important to make your voice heard on this stuff because any kind of deal, quote-unquote, with the squad notwithstanding, the politicians will do will change their course if they really feel that they are in real danger of losing their seat when it comes time to go vote in 2022.
Now, I got a real problem with the Energy Secretary, Grantham, former mayor or former governor of Michigan. And she laughed at the question about boosting oil production. She says, "This is hilarious," and started laughing just uncontrollably. She has no freaking clue what was done by the previous administration to where we were actually energy self-sufficient. Gasoline was less than $2 a gallon right here where I'm sitting, okay? And cheaper where you're at, it certainly wasn't, what, $7 a gallon?
Right, right. It was much cheaper than it is now.
So this is ridiculous.
Well, to some degree, I think that sometimes you have somebody do what she did, the laughing and okay, and maybe she's taking lessons.
Oh, that's going to insult. That's going to insult a bunch of people.
Well, maybe, but she's doing the laughing thing. But I think to some degree they're doing it because they really don't expect people to check it out, to do some fact-checking, as it were. But, of course, Captain, then when she said, well, would that I had a magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC. But as you just rightly said, Captain, you know, President Trump actually showed how you are can become energy independent. We didn't have to worry about OPEC at that point. But now the president and evidently the secretary have simply said, okay, no worries. If we, you know, Saudi Arabia is going to determine our destiny now? Really? That's leadership?
I don't think so.
Well, we laugh at that. That's what we're laughing at.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, we got a really nice email from Mark in Clearwater. I'm going to read it. He says, Captain, I'm always glad to hear your show almost every night. Thanks for your service to our country, but both in the military and in the fire service, and thanks for doing what you do with your show. I know you work very hard on your show prep and visiting the various advertisers that you visit, such as Moss Nissan, that's Mission Barbecue. He said Patriot Barbecue, but it's Mission Barbecue, National Aviation and so on, and all the rest. I listen to your show to be as well-informed as possible. You keep many people well-informed, Mark in Clearwater. Well, thank you, Mark.
That's a great email. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to start out here because Dan's going to get caught up. We're going to carry him over here. But we got Dan the Man up in Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, you got about a minute before we go to break, so, and then I'm going to hold you over if you can do that.
Oh, okay. I just called to say that the Democrats have promised a dream. They've done nothing but deliver a nightmare. This $1.75 trillion, that's the start of just the beginning of the end. I look at this with a great... the former governor of Michigan laughed. You got to understand, the Democrats have three enemy industries in this country: tobacco, coal, and oil. And they're taking it out on oil like they have coal and tobacco in a big way. You can never count on them again. We are really screwed over. When you get to look at this, and you look at the gas taxes alone on this bill that just passed, It's going to raise gas. They're going to add another 25 cents a gallon.
Or more.
Yeah, or more. Mm-hmm. And then you got the mileage tax coming on for truckers. And the natural gas tax going on.
All right, do you want to hang on?
Sure.
All right, hang on. All right, Kyle, you too. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. And if you want to call...
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which is a massive part of President Biden's economic agenda. The other half of the agenda, the Build Back Better bill, was not voted on. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains.
Some members want more
clarification or validation of numbers that have been put forth, that it's top line, that it is fully paid for, and we honor that request.
She said they agreed to a procedural vote, which will ensure the spending bill will be passed after they get the proper numbers.
Before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting, as I don't know, as that's how long it takes. And as we do, then we'll have a Thanksgiving gift for the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. And Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain, which is something I've been dealing with ever since my injuries in the World Trade Center. Now, I will tell you that the natural ingredients in Relief Factor of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is part of the problem that I have. And it also lowers or eliminates pain by going straight to the source, which is another part of the problem that I have. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Now, where you find out about this is to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That'll get you started. relieffactor.com/captain. All you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, let's bring Dan into the mix again because we're going to get into some political stuff with the two political professors. Okay, Dan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, here I go. Number one, Virginia's governor-elect Glenn Youngkin and his win sent a very clear message to America about this critical race theory stuff, and it sent that message also to all the American schools and all the parents that were watching across the country.
Oh, I agree.
but you're not going to really get anything done about it until the off-year election next year. So you get a Congress en masse, and you get state legislatures turned over. I think you'll see a tsunami like you did in 94 or 2010, where it just overwhelms the Democrats. But the Republicans have got to be aggressive about it. And they've got to, vote, put the legislation to disband this stuff. And I think then you will see something. The public sentiment, the public support is there to get rid of this critical race theory. And it's called 10 other different things. It's still the same, still means the same. And you've got to clarify that. I think the average American's ready for it. But New Jersey and Virginia, they're giving you a pretty good example, but they're not giving you enough power to really do anything. And I think that's the one thing that we got to wait another year yet. Just hope nobody makes a mistake on the Republican side leading up to that. Well, but it should be a political tsunami.
Well, Virginia flipped just about the whole state red, including the storied House legislature, or state legislature, which is now 60% Republican. They have control of the legislature, finally.
Finally, but it's taken them a while. Virginia is one of those states, whether it's purple or blue, it swings like a pendulum. And you just saw the pendulum swing to the right side. Well, you know, unlike Florida or unlike Indiana, where it's traditionally a Republican state, you know, you don't have to worry about that very often. Virginia is a little different. You got that northern part of Virginia with everybody is a contractor for the federal government, works for the federal government, is a lobbyist. They believe in big government. That's their meal ticket.
Now, since
they always go Democrat.
Since you mentioned Florida, I've got some fantastic news about Florida that was announced yesterday. Our governor yesterday announced that Florida officially, for the first time ever, has more registered Republican voters than they do Democrats. First time in history.
It doesn't surprise me. You're getting a lot of immigrants from the north. You're getting a lot of Venezuelans in. Your traditional Cuban base. All very conservative, all very, very Republican, and that's just grown. I think people got out of the Midwest, upper Midwest, and the Northeast just to get out from underneath the yoke of these authoritarian Democrats. They're crazy. They're all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the craziest bill I have ever seen Congress pass so far in my lifetime, the one that was passed tonight.
Yep. Now, Kyle,
I cannot believe that many Republicans switched over to vote for it.
Now, Kyle, I want to bring you in on this one. The Republicans say that there were a lot of down-ballot victories all across the country, and yes, we did see that with Virginia. We saw it in some other areas. New Jersey had that truck driver who beat the longtime Senate president, which was a huge upset. And they also say that they're setting things up for 2022. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right, because these issues now are really beginning to resonate, and something that Dan had just mentioned a few moments ago about critical race theory, the fact that it's not called that per se,
yeah.
It can be called other things, but it can also be integrated basically into other disciplines like math or science. There's going to be the CRT component of that, and what's happened with Virginia and McAuliffe running around saying, well, we don't teach it here and this kind of stuff. What it did is it shined the light that it's not one thing where they have critical race theory class, but it's permeated into the curriculum. And that's what I think parents and people all across the country are now seeing for sure. And I think that's helping to contribute. Things like that are helping to contribute to those down ballot. But that's right. The Democrat leadership just has overshot on all this stuff. And people are just saying that's enough.
All right. Now, Dan, I'm going to bring one more thing into the mix here, and then I'm going to let you go. The indictment of the Steele dossier source reminds media watchdogs of the news organizations who helped the credibility of it to begin with. And we also heard Denise wrote a tremendous article that came out yesterday about three Clinton staffers that were on not only her campaign staff, but also worked their way into the government and were with the State Department, and that their names are being mentioned as being looked at for persons of involvement.
Well, I hope it eventually gets back to Hillary, but I hope it also, I would love to see an indictment of McCabe and Comey. I think what you're seeing here is a trifecta. They're all one group now. The Justice Department, the media, and the DNC. You talk about scary. You talk about un-American and treasonous. That group was the definition of it.
That's right.
It was a hoax. It just proves how right Trump was, but the major mainstream media is not reporting it. Not one thing. You know, tonight, instead of reporting the latest indictments, what do? They talk about January 6th. That's always going to be their deflection point right there to throw it off. Until that happens, until they bring some bigger names into it, I don't think that the major media is going to pay any attention. But it's critical to get the word out. And the only way you can, NBC, CBS, ABC, and CNN, they have to eventually report this. It's too good, it's too juicy of a story to overlook. That is my hope, that they eventually will cover it in detail. Might be pie in the sky, but that's the way I'm looking at it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for chiming in and letting us know what you think, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Kyle, Captain, have a good weekend.
All right. Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. That's a professor emeritus. And Kyle, I believe he's spot on with that. But, you know, we are talking about here in this program, there are networks that we're on that they're talking about this, Salem Radio, GCN, and USA Radio. The hosts there are talking about this, and we are talking about it, too. Granted, it's got to start somewhere. And you know what's been kind of funny about this show, Kyle, is when we start talking about something a few days later, the other people do too.
Yes, we have noticed that.
Yeah.
And so that's very flattering for one thing. But at the same time, Captain, I think you've got voters out there, because we're talking about these things at granular levels. They understand that, and they realize that it's not just about voting for president, at the top of the heap, basically, but it's about what's happening locally in your community, and that is what is going to cause that wildfire, I think, to really start going.
Yeah, and I believe that we've got a lot more stuff coming down the pike, especially when it comes to Hillary and her bunch of merry men and women.
Right. Yeah, with the Durham stuff, exactly.
Yeah, because Durham is obviously on a roll here, and even though it's taken a while to get to where he got, I get it. I understand it. I've been involved in investigations that have been year-long, even two-year-long investigations in the fire department. We nailed a police chief, okay, that was burning the buildings. He was setting his places on fire. He was a slumlord. He was setting his places on fire to collect insurance money, and we set him up with some television cameras. Caught him in the act, okay? And that's how we caught him. It took 2 years to do that.
Wow.
So I'm not surprised.
No, not at all. That sounds like a great story, Captain. I'm sure everybody
will
hear that.
It is, and it's from a small city in upstate New York when that happened. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to get Uncle Mike to take us to break here. Where is he? There he is.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, we will be safe and we will keep it between the lines. And thank you very much, Don and Donna, who are up there right now in the great old Carrollton, Georgia area. And, of course, Carrollton, Georgia is right up there, not very far away from Atlanta, where they just won the World Series. Imagine that. Imagine that. A lot of fun. You know, a lot of fun places, and we travel to a lot of areas of the country with the radio show, and we're always happy to have people call in and let us know what's going on. All right, this Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Make sure you go in there, check them out, and become a member of the Drivers Club. You get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store, and we'll tell you all about that right after we come out of this music and tell you about the weather.
Yeah.
is the legendary, and I mean legendary, Delbert McClinton, standing on shaky ground. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, that guy, he could just pick it up and put it down.
Absolutely.
Yep, he was one of those Roadhouse bands, started out there in Texas and Louisiana, and did a lot of traveling around there. As a matter of fact, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings and whatnot, that's a group that he hung around with.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All righty, well, let's see. We're going to take a little look here at the weather. A developing storm across the southeastern United States is going to continue to bring impacts through the weekend, such as coastal flooding, especially on the ocean side, which is going to be enhanced by astronomical high tides, rip currents, limited urban and small stream flooding, as well as a gate to the storm for a gale to storm force winds, rather. That means 40 miles an hour plus. Now, some of those winds have been blowing around in my area tonight, not quite that strong, but they're forecast to be that way by morning, and we're on the back side of this. It's over on the other side of the coast. It looks like it's going to go up the east coast of the U.S. Now, meanwhile, the Pacific Northwest is going to see rounds of rain, mountain snow, gusty to high winds into next week, and I see the storm system coming towards you there, Kyle.
That's exactly right, Captain. Right now, of course, we're looking at some clear conditions. Reading back from Seattle, Portland is reporting cloudy right now. It's not raining in Portland right now, but it's going to be over the weekend. The same to be said for Seattle, of course, as we see those storms come in. Although it looks like Longview, up at, this is you continue up the 5 freeway north of Portland, looks like they're reporting rain right now. So it's going to be hit or miss along the coast of Washington and Oregon right now. And Richard the Marine, by the way, chimed in earlier, Captain, before the program tonight, said there was light rain going on there, 56 degrees, wind calm, and more rain tomorrow. So that's Richard the Marine there, the central Oregon coast. So, yes, this is exactly what we're going to see throughout the weekend there. We've also got a freeze watch, by the way. This is in Northern California. This is near Eureka. And this is going to travel down to about Clear Lake or so. That's going to be north of San Francisco, of course. So 101 Freeway, I think, is going to be the most impacted by that. Reno looks like they've got a lake wind advisory, pretty localized, it seems. So if you come across I-80 through Reno, perhaps heading towards Sacramento or vice versa, you're going to run in to that. We've also got a dense fog advisory, this along a large part of the Southern California coastline. And that's going to reach pretty far inland. So even if you're traveling through Orange, Riverside, or Los Angeles counties, you're going to be encountering, I think, fog, but certainly along the coast. And this is going to stretch up towards Santa Barbara tonight, Captain.
Well, it's windy and cold in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And poor LJ is up there, and Marty is saying, hey, get me south, because Marty doesn't like the cold weather. And you got wind, you got gale force winds on both sides of Lake Michigan, both the Wisconsin side as well as the Michigan side and up there in the Upper Peninsula. And then we've got frost again tonight in, eastern Tennessee in the mountains of North Carolina. We've got very unsettled conditions as this system, which is developing along the southeastern coast of the U.S. Now, what's going on here is we've got the winds that are swirling, obviously, and drawing the moisture from the Gulf of Mexico across the Florida. And in doing that, it's drawing the rain across Florida. Now, I haven't been outside to see if it's raining right now because all I see is 56 degrees and cloudy on my weather thing right here in front of me. But it's supposed to continue to be windy. The winds are supposed to turn around and go out of the north today, which is going to make it pretty miserable when it's in the 50s. They'll have a tough time reaching the middle 60s today here as well as tomorrow. And this system right now, if you look at it on the map, the northern part of Florida, Jacksonville, on up through, the coastline of Georgia, coastline of South Carolina, coastline of North Carolina, you're going to have a lot of flooding going on. You can see it by the colors and the shades of what we got going on here. And this thing looks like it's going to creep right up the East Coast, Kyle, and go up towards Jersey and Delaware and probably New York and maybe further up the coastline.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, exactly.
Yeah, so we need to be extremely aware of that because those high winds gale force winds 40 miles an hour plus through there are going to make life a little bit miserable for the guys taking the containers into the ports. We've got several ports along the route here that are going to be affected by this. So that will probably bring unloading the container ships to a halt when it gets windy because those cranes like to swing around.
Well, precisely. Then it becomes a real safety issue. So, yeah, they have to wait until it's conducive. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, folks, is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. And the Pilot and Flying J is a deal where you can join the Drivers Club, and it doesn't cost you anything. And if you're an RVer, you can join the RV Club. That costs you nothing. And you can not only save money, but you'll get points for the fuel you buy, for the food you buy, for the supplies you buy in the store. And you can use those points on down the line, just like as if you got your own little bank account. Right, Kyle?
Well, that's exactly right. So you can use it literally on anything, I think, except for fuel.
Right.
So if you see something that you like or you want to be able to keep building up those points. And by the way, if you download the My Rewards Plus app, you can track your points. You can get other offers as well, we understand. And it's just a great way of being able to manage your Pilot and Flying J point system. And by the way, Captain, as we're looking forward to Christmas time, they also have gift cards available. So if people have their favorite Road Warrior and you want to give them a great gift card, get them a Pilot and Flying J gift card. You can do that with a physical card. You can also send an e-gift card as well. So that's also a great Christmas holiday gift idea.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad
Not
idea.
All.
I'm glad you thought of that.
Well, the great people at Pilot Flying J thought of it first.
Yeah, and they've got quite a selection. I know every year at Christmas time they have a lot of things there for the kids, for the drivers that are headed home that can't get to the big box stores or whatnot. They got a lot of things in there that they can buy and for their kids and, you know, their loved ones and whatnot. So they've got a good selection that I can tell you about. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, it is all about we the people here in this program. And I'm going to let Kathy give you the phone number right about now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.